the ambulance.
Pulls a lost soul from home.
And it was terrible. It was the worst thing I ever seen in my life.
While a thousand more, the one spoken for. And they say, what good have you done?
Used to crash into key buildings.
Saving just this
World Trade Center in New York.
It's like whispering a prayer.
These commuters were on their way to work.
In the fury of a storm, and I hear them say.
Big explosion. People started running. There was this chaos.
You'll never change.
The first one went off, and 10 minutes later, it just blew up out of nowhere.
And no matter what you do, it's still the same. It's not the world that I am changing. I do this so this world will know that it will not change me.
The United States will hunt down and punish those responsible for these cowardly acts.
New York City Mayor Rudolph Giuliani says it doesn't get any worse than this.
You prepare for the worst, but you don't believe that it'll happen? Yeah, this is the worst.
The president is going to chair a National Security Council meeting by teleconference.
Oh
my God, a plane just flew into the World Trade Center.
Your federal government continues to function effectively.
It's continuing to build. It's getting black and blacker. Oh my God, I don't believe it. It's spreading so fast. Debris is falling off the building as I speak.
Two hijacked airliners slammed into the World Trade Center in New York.
This one still love and mercy still exist, while all the hatreds rage, and so many say that love is all but pointless in madness such as this. It's like trying to stop a fire with the moisture from a kiss, and I hear them say, you'll never change things. And no matter what you do, it's still the same thing. But it's not the world that I am changing. I do this so this world will know that it will not change.
Of the train station, I saw the blast. There were some people hurt. All the debris was hitting people.
As long as one heart still holds on, then hope is never really gone. Changes me. What I do is so this world will know that it will not change me.
They can destroy buildings, they can kill people, and we will be saddened by this tragedy, but they will never be allowed to kill the spirit of democracy. You can be sure that America will deal with this tragedy in a way that brings those responsible to justice.
Wow. Wow, wow. We're back, man. Mike, wow, we're coast to coast. You know, guys, if you were listening for before the song, I just told you a little bit about my experience in New York. New York is a beautiful place. There are a lot of beautiful people. I had a chance of being there for 3 weeks. I was there for 3 weeks and just loved the culture there, just loved the ambiance and the places that I went, the people that I met, you know. And like I was telling you about my stay or at the World Trade Center, I believe it was Tower 2, I don't know. It doesn't matter in a way. But thanks for picking that, Mike. Thank you for picking that. You know, the, a lot of memories, a lot of great memories. If you didn't have the chance of visiting that place, it is one beautiful, those towers were absolutely beautiful. And they were, just spotless. I mean, just wonderful, wonderful places. There's so many things. Oh, over 100 floors in each, place, right? And I'm telling you, I'm not going to tell you about, my, visit, up on the top of the tower. You're 105 stories up. Oh my goodness. Okay. Anyway, enough of that.
Can I make an observation here, William? Because you and I and most of the crew that's here on Studio W, very spiritual people.
Right.
And my observation on 9/11 is that for at least a time frame, everyone here in the United States was just an American. Just an American. And yep. Race and all the other garbage just went out the window and we just loved each other.
Isn't it? It's a shame that it takes such a tragedy of that magnitude for people to come together for a short period of time. Because you're right. Everybody were nice to one another and was like, okay, I can appreciate, I really do appreciate you. So it's like, I don't want to lose you. And now I'm realizing what I have. But then, we did two, three.
All forgotten.
Oh my God.
We all forgot that time and we need to bring that back. And I, you know how I feel about politics and all that. I don't think they're helping. I think that they keep stirring the pot. And I think we as Americans need to.
Right. You know, Mike, I'll tell you what.
That we don't want the pot stirred. We don't want that. We just want to live our lives and be Americans and love each other. It just infuriates me. I know, William, how you feel about it too.
Right. Absolutely. It does infuriate me. And so check us out on Mike. I had, matter of fact, I didn't talk to you before then. I made a decision because this coming Sunday on the Boomerang Radio Show, we are going to talk about artificial intelligence, but I'd be remiss if we didn't bring up, in the first half of this show, and I got a feeling it's going to go longer, but that's okay. That's okay. We find a way, you know, Mike, we find a way to make it all fit anyway. And that's really amazing about this show. We have some brilliant panelists, including my good friend. He's not going to admit it. Mike, thank you so much for gracing us with your time, to come on. We've got Dr. Demery. We have Dr. Cecilia Sims. We have Ann Wooten Taylor. We've got, like I said, my buddy Mike Ward. We've got brother Danny Tisdale and yours truly. And it's really, in my opinion, it's one of my favorite shows because we are getting out, information and we have panelists that have expertise in the fields that we cover. And we also do our research. And so, Mike, again, thank you for spending your time with us on Sundays because, on behalf of the rest of the panelists, I know they love you, brother, and love having you there.
Absolutely, my pleasure.
Absolutely, my friend.
Those people their hearts and their souls are all in the right places, and their brains are moving in the right direction because they're thinking. Right. And maybe we as panelists don't always agree on every single item, but I think fundamentally, I think we're very aligned with each other.
I think so too.
We still ask the hard questions.
You know, think about this, Mike. I don't want. You know, how boring would it be if everybody had the same opinion about everything? You know, it's okay to disagree with me because one of us after we get the right information, going to figure out, okay, I'm wrong. And what I love about the panel, because if that situation happens, the panel, they are always gracious to say, oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know that. Folks.
We listen to each other, and hopefully the audience gains a lot from listening to us and us trying to figure out right from wrong and good from evil. Well, good and evil is like that's my wheelhouse right there. I don't think we need to separate anybody by more than just good and evil.
And I think, hey, bro, I do agree with you 100,000%. So This coming Sunday, what we're going to do, we're going to, Mike, we have to address this. Assault weapons. The need for them in our country. Period. Whew. Okay. Sunday, Mike. Okay.
Don't get mad at me, William, because I have a little bit different perspective on it.
You can have your all the perspective. Look, what goes in. Now, assault weapons. Okay, let me clarify something. They were designed for the military. It should stay there. Okay. And so we'll see what's happening on Sunday. Okay.
I might surprise you with a little bit of information that you might go, I didn't know that.
Okay. All right. Then I would really love to know, and we're going to hear about it. Let's do this. This is Mad Mike Wild Wheel Coast to Coast.
All got right. Lots of bars around this town. They got cold beer.
Mad Mike Wild Wheel Coast to Coast.
Got neon lights.
Okay, I got some warrant.
Got lots of guys thinking they got gang. Got loud guitars, a little out of tune, but they ain't got a girl like you. No, they don't. They play lots of songs on the radio about them good old country girls that we all know. Long tan legs and cut off jeans. Yeah, just shaking that sugar every country boy's dream. I've heard them all. At least a time or two. Ain't none about a girl like you. You know that's true. You got that beautiful born with the kind of thing that comes so natural. No, baby, don't ever change. And I wonder when I see the smile on your face. Baby, what did I do to ever get a girl like you? A girl like you. You can just hang out. Kick it on Broadway. Or kick back on the couch. You can dance on the bar. Or you can dance in the rain. Shotgun a beer. Or just sip champagne. Yeah, there's only one. Ain't room for two. There ain't another girl like you. Another girl like you. Got that beautiful voice. Baby, don't ever change. And I wonder when I see the smile on your face. Baby, what did I do to ever get a girl like you? A girl like you. Baby, what did I do to get a girl like you? A girl like don't come along but once in a lifetime. Better hang on. I can't find one thing wrong. I could just go on and on and on. You got that beautiful born with the kind of thing that comes so natural. No, baby, don't ever change. And I wonder when I see the smile on your face. Baby, what did I do to ever get a girl like you? Baby, what did I do to get a girl like you? I could sail the ocean blue and never find a girl like you. Yeah.
pretty good place now, you know.
Ain't no need for you to stop here.
Go in and stay where you were, you know what I'm talking about?
See, you thought the grass was greener,
huh?
On the other side.
Hey, but that's what you get, that's what you get.
But just like our relationship, that was a lie.
Tucker, Big Train. Might as well keep on. That's right. And it's only Thursday, man. You know, I thought the party started on Friday night, maybe Saturday, but no, it always starts here. You can tune into a party 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and hear some great music. Mike can attest to that. We always have something going on, talk, sports, comedy, entertainment, and so much more. We even have a teen show called Teens Talk Truth, which airs every Saturday at 1 p.m., right? I'm trying to get my time zones together here. 1 p.m. right here on the East Coast. And that makes it 10 a.m. on the West, noon Central Standard Time. Teens Talk Truth with two fine young gentlemen, AJ and Alex. You've been on that platform, Mike.
Yes. Wonderful young gentleman. And Ann and her husband did a wonderful job of so far of raising those two young men. So
fine gentlemen.
You know, hats off.
Oh man, I'm blessed because they've been on this network now going on 3 years, and they obviously weren't trained, but they learned on the job, and they have done. If you could see a broadcast or hear a broadcast from day one to now, you would say, "Wow!" And see, this is something also, and they're only what 13 and 15 years old now.
Think so, yeah.
It's something of that nature, right?
Yeah. You know, it's the old Art Linkletter show where that was called "The Kids Say the Darndest Things."
Uh huh.
You remember that?
Well, I love that.
They ask unfiltered questions, and it's actually very refreshing because they're not jaded like you and me because we're old and crusty and callous. But they aren't, and they have these sponge-like minds, and they want to know, and you know what? They just want to just tell me straight. That's all they're asking. And they ask really, really good questions. I cannot commend, Ann and her husband enough for raising such open-minded thinking children.
Absolutely. You know, and the thing about it is, in the very beginning, I think the first week or two, Ann was helping them a lot, you know, with their questions and things like that. And it got to the point that they told him, says, "Mom, can we just do this, right?"
We got this, Mom. Mom, we got this.
Yeah. But anyway, just a great, great program. Now, before that, we also have sports. If you like sports, hey, tune into the sports page. The sports page comes on at 9 a.m. on the East Coast. I know it's a little early for you guys on the West, but if you're up like you gym rats or people that just like to get up early, check out the Studio W sports page. That's at 9 a.m. And don't forget, Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, Apple CarPlay, Google Play. Download the app. Apple is simply studio.w. Android, go to the Play Store, download Studio W. And please, please, please go to the website, studiowbuzz.com, studiowbuzz.com. Now, you can send us pictures. Like Mike said, there's a contest going on. And Mike, what pictures do you want? Any pictures of anything today the audience deemed to be?
Great, great, great question, Wayne. So, what I'd like to see, you know, I rotate the pictures here just so the background doesn't get boring. So I have pictures that like I've got one of Guinness and I've got stuff that's happened around here with the snowfall out of Forest Falls and such. In fact, I'll bring that one up next. But if you have pictures that you just think are that maybe touch you, that you found on Google Images, or even better, if you have pictures that are from your personal camera. And these cameras today on the cell phones are so good. The pictures come out so clear. If you have something that you took a picture of, like I think I've shown a couple of pictures with the moon eclipse, moon eclipse. I've taken pictures of on the mountaintops out here, and I put those on. And if you've got something personal that you think is really worth other people seeing, please send them to William, and I'll look through them, and then I'll pick a winner, and William will give you his money.
Yeah. I'm gonna borrow it from Mike though. Okay. Anyway. No, seriously though. Now, how do you do that? Okay. Let me tell you a simple way to do that. Okay. Email your favorite picture. And I thought about something else, Mike. Let's say you were at a concert or you were whatever. And like Mike said, the picture that means something to you. And you would like to have it displayed, and we'll display it, and Mike will have it displayed on his background, on his screenshot, okay? So yes, and send that picture to William at studiowbuzz.com. William at studiowbuzz.com, okay? Just as simple. And just tell us a little bit about it, and we'll display that. And also, why don't you include what song does that picture relate to? If you can think of a song that picture would reflect your feelings at that time, you know, however, why don't you let us know that too?
That's a great idea.
Yeah, and then we'll play the song while your picture is being displayed. Hey, look, this is not an ordinary station because it's certainly not ordinary. I'm telling you right now. Don't want to be normal. I'm just telling you. Refuse to be. Mad Mike Wild Wheel, coast to coast.
I'm sorry for the times I made you feel small. I'm sorry for the nights I didn't speak at all. I'm sorry that you waited for me just to find out I was already gone. I'm sorry that it's taken me so damn long to see I was wrong. And maybe it's too late to let you know. I'm afraid of heights, but you're worth the fall. I should have loved you better. I should have faced my fears. We would still be together if I would have loved you better. I regret the times I strung you along. Times that you were right, but I told you you're wrong. I'm sorry for stealing your glory when you could have shone as bright as the sun. Sorry that I waited so damn long to admit I was wrong. And maybe it's too late to let you know. I'm afraid of heights, but you're worth the fall. I should have loved you better. I should have faced my fears. We would still be together
trying to find myself, but I just end up right back here. I keep trying to let you go, but I keep breaking down in tears. All this time that I've spent fighting, I should have been holding on. Sorry that I waited so long to admit that I was wrong. I should have loved you better. I should have faced my fears. Maybe we would still be together. If I would have loved you better.
Mr. David. Oh, yeah, I like that. From the Southern Soul Mix. Hey, guys and gals. Hey, check us out 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and there might be a program that you like. We have smooth jazz, R&B, country, rock, even some hip-hop if it's clean. Okay? This is family oriented, okay? We want our 2 and 3 years old all the way up to a maturity to listen to this station. And let us know what you think. And you can let us know. Just send us an email, William@studiowbuzz.com. William@studiowbuzz.com. And check us out on Alexa. Tell Alexa to play or launch Studio W. The website is studiowbuzz.com. The App Store, Studio.W, just download it there. Studio.W, Android is Studio W. And I did give you the website, didn't I? And if not, I'll give it to you again. StudioWBuzz.com. Internationally is StudioW.Buzz. And that work here in the United States.
I thought you didn't like Alexa.
I love Alexa, Mike. Don't start anything because, you know.
I don't know. I've heard you talk before. You're not, like, really friendly with Alexa.
Well, you see.
She doesn't listen to you properly.
I know. You know, it's that AI. The AI we've been talking about. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Mike, hey, we've got more music, folks. More music than we have time. Let's get to this. Whitney Houston.
Here in my
with you. Amazing, amazing, amazing. Oh, my goodness. Hey, Mike. Well, I can't believe it, bro. We've got time for a couple more songs, and I want you to share with the audience anything that you'd like to say before we drop these last few cuts.
Oh, no, just thanks for the opportunity, William, as always, to be part of this. And we try to do something that's unusual, that's not the norm for a show that's playing music. And I think we accomplish that every week. And William, he takes this challenge seriously, and so do I. So throughout the whole week, we try to come up with something that you, well, now Whitney, you know, she's a mainstay. And again, so sad that we lost her early as well. But, we don't want to be the norm. We want to do all the different genres. We want to play songs that you've never heard, or we want to, highlight artists that you've never heard that do a really good job, like the Michael Jackson song that we played earlier.
Oh, look,
there's so much talent out there. And we want to look at that. Plus we want to play some of the oldies, that really touch your heart, that, bring you back to maybe high school or when you got married or stuff that you haven't heard in decades. So that's our purpose here on Coast to Coast is we don't want to be the norm. We're definitely not the norm. Yeah. But I got to tell you, William, you know, earlier today when I got up, you know, I wasn't feeling so good. So I went through today and it's like, all right, well, okay, I'm a little upset, whatever. So we talked about AI, artificial intelligence. How much information is available out there on the internet? You go to Google or you go to your favorite, Alexa, you like going to her. I think you have a love-hate relationship with Alexa.
I do. So, yes.
You know, what do we do these days with all the information that's available through AI, through the internet? So, you know, I typed in Google, I typed in some of my symptoms because I just wasn't feeling really great and all.
Okay.
And you know what? After I did all that, you know what came back from Google?
What was that?
Turns out it says I just needed a drink. Why are you laughing at me?
Because it's funny. Same thing a teacher asked me a long time ago. I said, why are you asking me this question? She said, well, Mr. Brown, why are you laughing? I said, because somebody said something funny. Let me turn off my mic.
People get in trouble.
Thinking back in time when love was only in my mind, I realized ain't no second chance. You got to hold on to romance. Don't let it slide. There's a special kind of magic in the air when you find another heart that needs to share.
Baby, come to me. Let me put my arms around you. This was meant to be. And I'm also glad I found you. Need you every day. Gotta have your love around me, baby. Always stay. Cause I can't go back to living without you.
Spending every dime to keep you talking on the line. That's how it was. And all those walks together, out in any kind of weather, just because there's a brand new way of looking at your life when you know that love is standing by your side.
So glad I found you, made you glad.
Patty Austin, James Ingram, Baby Come to Me. Wow, wow, wow. Hey, folks, the clock on the wall say, hey, it's almost time for y'all to get out of here, meaning us, me and Mad Mike. We love bringing this thing to you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We believe that among all of our shows, it's the finest in broadcasting anywhere that I've heard. And I know I'm a little biased on that, absolutely. But I want to, it's more about the host and co-host that we have on our various programs. And these ladies and gentlemen, they are absolutely brilliant. I mentioned the sports show hosted by my son, E. Scott Brown, comes on every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time at 6 a.m. on the West. But it goes out Sundays, Mondays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays. Folks, you get the idea. However, I do want to talk about this particular show, and it's kind of new on our network. We have each and every day at 11 a.m. on the East Coast, 8 a.m. on the West, and 10 Central. And it's the Get Up to Get Down morning show, hosted by none other than my great friend, Pastor Derek, the Change Man Smith, a.k.a. Deacon Otis Wicknine. So many characters. Yeah. What a brilliant, brilliant man. He is definitely wild. He's definitely wild. That's why I hang out with him. But anyway, that's the coolest guy. He's a pastor. He's an actual pastor, a preacher, and he's also a comedian, and he's a gospel singer, and he's a blues, jazz, and soul singer also. Yeah. And so he tells his congregations this, Mike, and because some people, you are out there singing that secular music. And he tells them, says, look, a closed mind needs to have a closed lip.
That goes along with, there are none so blind that will not see, and none so deaf that those that will not hear. That goes hand in hand with that.
Absolutely. Hey, Mike. Hey, thank you, my friend, for another wonderful show. We're going to close this thing out with Little Milton. The blues is all right.
Hey, can I throw a little teaser in there, William?
Please.
Wait, William doesn't know I'm going to do this, but we've been discussing over the internet. We're emailing back and forth, and he brought up the sports show that his son does. So I sent him a question for maybe the Boomerang show about looking into sports, in particular women's sports, and how men are now being allowed to perform in women's sports. And we want, or at least I propose that we maybe do a discussion about that, bring in the whole Boomerang panel, bring in my brother who's a swim coach, and bring in William's son who's a sports expert, and maybe discuss this and the merits of it, the good, the bad, the ugly, because I know it's going to be ugly. But maybe if William decides that this is something that's of substance, maybe one of the Boomerang shows coming up here in the next few months, maybe we can do women in sports and men playing in those women's sports.
Okay.
So look forward to that. Maybe on Boomerang if William decides.
You know what? I think that will be the perfect show to air that. And It came up before, and I have my own opinion about it. Mike, you have yours, and the audience, you have yours. We want to hear all sides.
Yes. You know?
And it, bring a compelling argument, not anything stupid. A compelling argument with facts, you know? And I have, like I said, I have, I'm not going to give it away right now, Mike, how I feel about it, right? Yes, that's going to come up. Oh, God, we got so much coming up on that Boomerang show.
Boomerang's busy these days, huh?
We're busy. Again, we're going to have to cover what happened this past week with, Six Precious Lives, that should be here. Okay, I'm going to just leave it like that. Oh, my goodness, man, because that, you know, I don't know these people, but guess what? We're all connected, folks, throughout the world, okay? And so, Mike, I'm going to go to the close out. This is the showstopper. Little Milton, hey, the blues is all right. Mike, always a pleasure, my dear friend. Have a good night.
Hey, William, thank you.
The blues is all right. Mad Mike, wow, we're coast to coast, coming to you each and every Thursday, right here on this network, StudioWBuzz.com. Hey, keep it locked right there.
Good job for producing all this tonight, William. Thank you so much.
My pleasure, my friend.
The blues is all right.
all right. Hey, keep it locked right here on The Buzz. Have fun, everyone.
Because what happens after the party?
It's always a party after the party.
The party after the party.
All right. Hey, Mike, have a great night, my friend.
You too, William. Thank you.
My pleasure.